The Ezra Hashem Yisboch, we begin the new Hilchas Tumas Eichon, the laws of the Tumah of food items, which is the sixth out of eight different halachas in the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, which mitzvah seseachas, it's one positive commandment. The and that is din tumas eichol namashkin, the law of the tumah, the ritual impurity of food items and beverages, v'achshem, and what makes them susceptible to tumah. Uberi mitzvahu beprogam elu, and explanation of this mitzvah are in these chapters, which there are 16 chapters. The first four chapters discussed regarding the halacha of a food item being receiving tumah. Perek Hei Deches discusses that which is connected, and also regarding the laws of tevul yoyim. Perek Tes to Tesvav discusses regarding liquids that create susceptibility to tumah and that they themselves are makabel tumah. And Perek Tes Zayin discusses regarding the presumption of something that was already hokshel makabel tumah and regarding distancing oneself from tumah. As Rambam gives Perek Rishon, the first chapter, regarding food items and beverages, that they are makabel tumah. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph, regarding the preparedness of food items to be able to be makabel tumah. Kol oichel hamayuchet lamaychel adam. Any food item that's designated for human consumption, kugoin, lechem, for example, bread, or basar, or meat, vandav, meg, grapes, vezizim, and olives, ukol, yitzim, and things like that, makabel tumah, they could receive tumah. V'chol she'enim yuchel lemeichel adam, whatever is not designated for human consumption, hadei zatar, it's pure, the enim makabel tumah, it does not receive tumah. Elim kein chishab alav, unless someone thought about it, the yichudei lemeichel adam, designated for human food, only then could it be makabel the tumah v'chon. V'zeh v'zeh, but either one, ein mekabel tumah, cannot receive tumah, ad sheyibol tchilah ba'achad meshivah mashkan, until it first gets wet, moist, from one of the seven liquids. Zehan nikra hechsher, this is what's called in halacha of becoming prepared. Shlomik says in the pasuk in Biyikra, tchiyutin mayim azer, if water is going to be placed on the seed, the pasuk concludes, and if the nevela, the source of tumah, falls on it, then it's going to be tumah for you, which sounds like, but if it did not come in contact with the liquid first, then it's not going to be mekabel tumah. Halacha beis. The Elohim Hashiva Mashkin, and these are the seven liquids, Shemach Shirin HaSa'ichel Tumah, that they make a food item prepared and susceptible for the laws of Tumah. And they are Hamayim, water, Vatal and dew, Vashemen and oil, Vayayin and wine, Vachalav and milk, Vadam and blood, Vadvash, and the honey from bees. Now, but the Einim Hashirim, and even these liquids do not make a food item susceptible, At Sheyiplu Al-Ocholen B'Ritzoin HaBalam, until it falls and comes in contact with the food item with the consent and the desire of the owner. Moreover, they cannot be spoiled. Because a spoiled beverage does not make it susceptible, because like the pasuk says, that which could one could drink, which excludes that if it's spoiled. Now, once the food item becomes susceptible, even if it dries up and now it's totally dry, it will already be able to receive tumah. Now, halacha gimel, oichel shayu bol b'mei peiris. Let's say you have a food item that actually is moist, but it's from fruit juices. Kugim mei tutim, b'rimoinim, like the juices from pomegranates and from berries. Ava b'shayu bol, and this is the opposite, even though it's moist. And v'noga b'hai hazav, or b'sa mes, and some source of tumah, like a zav, or the flesh of a dead person, touches the food item. Hadeo tar, it's going to remain tar. Neshle huchshu b'achem, mishshiva hamashkin, because it did not become susceptible to one of the seven beverages that we mentioned before. Halacha dal, the incha mashkin shem mekabel tumah. Now, there is no beverage that itself is receiving tumah. Ela shivas hamashkin shemenin muvat, only the seven liquids that we mentioned. Ava sharmei peiris, but all the other fruit juices, kederech shei machshirin, just like cannot make a food item susceptible to the tumah, kach im mekabel tumah klal, so it itself is not receiving tumah, unless one of those seven. Now, halacha hei, zesim v'anovim, regarding olives and grapes, shalei hevi shlish, which did not yet mature a third of its growth. Mashkin ha-yitzimhem, the liquid that come out of it, although we mentioned oil and wine, but here, if it didn't grow a third yet, inim akshirim v'lem mekabel tumah. That wine and that oil will not prepare food items for tumah, and it itself will not be mekabel tumah. Elerim k'shomei peiris, rather it's going to be considered as all of the fruit juices, shem term lo'em, which always remains tar. Halacha vav continues regarding that, what qualifies that as a food item, if let's say it's not primarily for itself, but rather to give a taste, or for aroma, or for appearances. So, halacha vav, eilu dvarim, these things, she'in mekabel tumah, are not susceptible to tumah. Afa bishu b'nei adam oichel lasam, although people eat them, lefi she'einim nechalim hanas gufam, because they're not eaten for the pleasure of the item itself, rather it's because it gives flavor to the food items. Ubnei adechel, because of the aroma, or because of the appearance. Ve'elahim, and they are, for example, hakosh, ginger, v'achamas, v'roshu b'som, and the primary spices, v'atiyah, v'achiltas, v'apilpul, and pepper, v'chalas, v'chariyah, All these things are types of spices which they use, again, either for the tam or the reich or the mara, things something like that, that's not considered as an intrinsic food item, hence it would not have the halacha of tumas eichon. Now, halacha zayin, there are certain things that actually depend on what your intent is and also regarding the stage of development that it's in. So hasheves, regarding the dill, says samay lachilis gufa. In unspecified, it's generally used to eat of the food item itself. Kishal yarkas are like all other herbs of the field. Now, v'mchashav lov l'gedera, but let's say you thought you don't want to eat itself. You just want it to give taste to the pot that you're cooking. Well, then inim estamet tumas echon. Then you're right. Then it's not going to have the tumah of the food item, which, because then it's going to be considered like a spice, which we said, that's not makabel tumas echon. Now, more of a vasheves, regarding the dill, mishanas tam like there, once it already gave taste to the pot that you were cooking food, then harizik is evil. Then the dill is like waste matter, because it already used up its taste, v'ein mistamah tumas echon, and then it's not going to have the tumah of food items anymore. Halacha ches, hatamarim, dates, vagregris, and the dried figs, shanas like a derik if you put it into the pot, because you want to use it like a spice. It doesn't make a difference. Adayinim, it's still intrinsically a food item. So adayinim is tamat tumas echolin, it's still going to have the tumah of food item. Actually, postum lechol adam until it becomes invalidated that it's not even being able to be consumed by a person. Then it would lose its status of a food item. But up until then, it's still considered as a food item. Halacha test hakarshinim regarding vetch, which is like a type of a stalk that's similar to that of lentils, and inside these small little seeds which are animal food, but under pressing situations, a person would eat it too. So if it was designated for human consumption, then they would have the tuma of food items. Halacha yod hakor regarding hearts of palm, which is that's on the top of the palm tree. It's like a white, soft piece of the wood which people eat it. It has halacha like a piece of wood. But if it was well cooked and fried, then they would have the tuma of food items. Halacha yod alef hachartzanin, grape seeds, vazogin, and grape skins. Even though a person gathered them because he wants to eat them, it's not going to have tumah of a food item because people don't usually eat them, and therefore it's what's called batla daita, that whatever his intention is nullified and void in regards to normal behavior. Halachid beis, zaysim anavim hakashim, regarding grapes and olives that are very hard, shenefrotzin, that they burst through, v'yoytzin mitachas hakoyra, and they come out from beneath the beam, b'shas adrich, when it's being pressed, because they're too hard, so einim kama tumah, they do not receive tumah because they're not fit not to eat and not to make oil and wine out of it. Now, vat kama, how much of a quantity of these grapes and olives that breach forth that will be considered as not usable and will not be makabel tumah? It's only ad arba kavin l'chol kar, up until a measure of 4 kav for every kar. But if hoya nifet tziyasim is if what these that burst forth are more than that, well, that's a quantity a person wouldn't just look away from, and therefore he would find some way to use it, and therefore mekabel tumah, it would be mekabel tumah. Now, v'mekanasam lechom, if he gathered it to eat them, and that was, even though maybe not usually, but that's what his intent, alfa pishem pachas marabas kavan, then even if it was less than 4 kavan, then mekabel tumah, it would be mekabel tumah. Halacha yigimon, hakafnias, which are the dates when they're just starting to sprout, immature, all these are immature, v'apagin, and the figs that didn't fully mature, v'habayser, and the grapes that didn't fully mature, v'aketzach, which is like, it's black cumin. Again, harim k'echolin, mekabel tumah, they are considered like food items, and the mekabel tumah. Halacha yudalad, similarly, lulav v'zeradim, which are these, the branches that are at the end when they start, when the tree's starting to sprout, or the lulavim are, again, these are the branches that are sprouting v'charuvin, of the carob tree, or v'sha'aral, which is a well-known sprout, which in Yiddish is pepperkraut, or v'ali haloif hashaita, or the leaves of the luf hashaita, which is a type of an onion. In makablis tuma, all these sprouts are not makablis tuma, actually yismatoku, until they get sweetened, because only when they pickled do they have a sweet taste that people would eat it, up until then it's not considered like a food item. Halachat hazvav, however, hachargl, regarding the mustard seed, v'atumasin, and the lupin, which is also a type of a legume, a type of a bean, u'shokal nachbashin, or all the other things that are generally pickled, mitam tumasachon, they are going to have a tumah of food items, bein mishim tiku, whether it was already sweetened, or bein achalib tiku, whether it wasn't sweetened yet, because since it's normal for people to do this, it already has the halacha as a food item even before it was even pickled. Halachat hazayin, zeisim shekavashim ba'olim shalem. Regarding olives that were pickled with their leaves, in olam mekabel tumah, the leaves are not mekabel tumah because they're not food items. because they weren't pickled to eat. Rather, for the appearance, it looks better with those leaves. Kishrus shall kishrus, ones with a kuf, ones with a kuf, is the hairs of a zucchini when they're small. So there's like the small little hairs which are called kishrus, but they're not really fit to eat, and they don't function as any protector or any handle. And v'hanetshala, which is some type of a, like a flower, a blossom that's on the top of the zucchini. E'makabotumim, those are not makabotumim, because they're not food items. Halachitches, dvash bekavarte. The honey, when it's still in the beehive, metametumas oichalin, shleibet makshava. So, without any prior thought, it has the tumma of a food item, not like a liquid, which the tumma of a liquid is more severe than that of a food item. So we're saying, then it's not like a liquid, it's still like a food item. Now, rodahadbash, once you take down the honey from the honeycomb, so mishirasikachas, when the honeycombs, or when the loaves, is what they're called, is how the honey is made in the honeycomb, when they're crushed, then it's mistam mishamashka, then it will contaminate already as aloch, as a liquid. Dvash hazav mikvartoy, regarding honey that flows, here before we spoke about when you take it down actively, but let's say passively, let's say the honey flows from the beehive, mistam tumas mashkin, that also, which is crushed, it's flowing, it's going to have a tumma as a liquid. But chashav lav leicholin, if you think about it, that you want to eat it, then mistam tumas leicholin, then it's going to have the tumma of a food item. Meaning, when we say when you crush the chalas, then it doesn't help to make it into a food item, but in contrast, when it flows by itself, then if you think about it, that you want it as a food item, then it could have tumas leicholin. That's the difference between actively or passively, if it's flowing out. Regarding oil that's congealed, turned like a salad. So it's not a food item because people don't eat oil, and it's not a liquid because it's congealed. Now, if someone thought about it when it is congealed, whether he wants to eat it or drink it, but his intention is nullified because it's not a liquid and people don't drink it, and it's not a food item because people don't eat it. Regarding blood that congealed, it's not a food item, not a beverage. It's interesting that blood has this differentiation. If you thought about it to eat it, mistam tumas leicholin, it will have tumas of the food item. Chashav lav lemashkin, but if you thought about it, he wants to drink it, but l'daitai, his intention is nullified. Halacha chav, chalav shekadosh, regarding milk that congealed. Lo yachav lemashkin, it's not a food item, it's not a beverage. Chashav leicholin, if you thought about it, he wants to eat it, then mistam tumas leicholin, people would eat it, and therefore it's going to have a tumah of food item. Lemashkin, as a liquid, but l'daitai, because again, it can't drink it because it's a solid and people don't drink it like that. Halacha falaf, dvash tamarim. The honey, not of which was one of the seven we mentioned, which is from bee, rather the honey from dates, loy oichav lemashke, that honey is not a food item, not a beverage. Chashav loichav, if you thought about it, you want to eat it, mistam tumas leicholin, that would have tumah of food items, because people would eat, but it's not the norm, but people would, so you have to think about it. Lemashkin, if he thinks about to drink it, but ladaita, his intention is nullified because people don't generally drink date honey. Or shokol may pay his kulin, and all other fruit juices, la'uchav le'mashke, is not a food item, not a beverage, because it's intrinsically not a beverage. People don't generally drink it, at least in the prior times, and it's not a food item, because it's not part of the fruit. Chashulav, he thought about it, bein l'chav le'mashke, whether that he wants to eat it or drink it, but l'adayta, his intention is nullified. Halachah based, hashelig snow, ein l'uchav le'mashke, it's not a food item, but neither is a beverage. Chashav lav lecholin, if he thought about it, he wants to eat it, but the diet is intentionally nullified. People don't generally eat that. Lamashkin is a liquid, mistam tumas mashkin, they won't have a tumma of a liquid because, again, snow could be, a person could drink like these ices, this snow. Nitma miktsasai, if part of the snow became tame, which it could have tumas mashkin, if he thought about it, you want it as a mashke, lignit makule. The whole snow pile does not become tame, only where it was touched, and the reason for that is because snow is not really one solid. It's just a grouping of many small little pieces together. Let's say you put it into the airspace of a tame earthenware vessel, then all of the snow would become tame because all of the snow is in the airspace of the tame vessel. The milk that's still in the udder of the mother, which is the breast of the mother animal, like a cow, if a person thought that he wants to drink that milk, but ladaita, his intention is nullified, because people don't generally drink from it when it's in the udder. But it's tar, and if it's going to be tar, it's not going to be considered as a beverage. Chashav al chalav shebekeve, if you thought about the milk that's in the stomach, which is from the baby calf, let's say, that drank the milk from the mother's udders, and now it's in the baby calf's stomach, hareze mistamet tumezachon, that would have the tumah of food items, because since people that are not so finicky would eat that, So although we don't say it's automatic, but it would have then, when you thought about it, that it will make it into a food item and will have tumah b'chalim. Halach of Dalet. Anovim shedrochem. Regarding grapes that were pressed to make grape juice, to make wine. So mishihalach b'madoyrich shesiv eidah. Once the one who's pressing the grapes, which they step on it with their bare feet, if he went already crisscross, the length and the width, then mistam mashkin already will have the tumah of like liquid, even those that still remain in their peels. Now, but when shtarbim gargarim shleimim, but if let's say there are some grapes that are intact, some gargarim is tamat tumas chov. So those grapes are going to have tumah of a food item. It's not a beverage. V'chein nazisim mishiyata anim. Same thing applies to olives when they're pressed. Mistamat tumas mashkin. Once they're pressed with the beam, so they have tumah of a liquid. The shtarbim gurig shleimim. If there are some intact olives left over, mistamat tumas chov. Those are still going to have the tumah as a food item, as an olive. Halacha chafei ends off with. As this halacha of Tumas Eichon applies to those things that are Isur Hana, they're forbidden to have benefit from them. Not only to eat, but even to have benefit. So for example, Ha'arla, the fruits of a tree in its first 3 years. Obekli Akerem is a forbidden mixture of different types of vegetation with a vineyard. Over Shahar Niskal, an ox that killed and has to be stoned, but instead of being stoned, it was Shanishchet, it was slaughtered. So it is a food item, albeit forbidden to have even benefit from it. And the Egla Rufa, so too the decapitated calf, whether it was slaughtered, whether it was decapitated, either way, it's going to have halacha b'isur hana. Vitzipoti mitzayra, the birds of the mitzayra, which also are also to have hana, upetach hamor, and the firstborn donkey that was not redeemed and has to have its head cut off, ubasav chalav, and the forbidden mixture of meat and milk, ubasav paraduma, the flesh of the red heifer, vapigul, and the carbon that had a machshava of being eaten beyond its time when that body was being done, but nice, and the carbon that was actually left over. Alpha bishikol leilasuman, although all these items we mentioned are forbidden to have even benefit, forget about eat it, but even benefit, kulam mistamat tumasachom, they will still all have the halacha if it becomes in contact with a tumah of a food item. The reason for that is because the fact that it's forbidden to have benefit doesn't remove it from the fact that it is an actual food item, and that's it's going to have tumasachom.